Online Podcast, April 10th, 2005. Hello, everyone. I am gonna make dinner for myself. I just came back from a singing gig. Very pleasant, very beautiful wedding. Good looking bride and bridegroom. And now I'm gonna have chicken. Chicken thighs. This store prepared cold fried chicken. It's cheap. And let's see. It's a very beautiful day today. And Bruce had to work a little bit this morning, and he's still at work right now. He came back like at noon, and we went out for dinner. I mean, went out for lunch. And I'm going to set my chicken to how many minutes? A minute and a half, something like that. I'm in my kitchen. I need to wear slippers. Hey, girly. Oh, look at you. So, I just feel like, you know, I'm alone at home, and I want somebody to talk to, so I want to talk to you, right? There are a few things that I want to kind of mention. Today at lunch, we went over to the city market in Kansas City, which is a very famous outdoor market, like kind of farmer's market type thing. And it's called the City Market downtown. And it was a nice day, and so we see lots of things and hear lots of things, and that really gave me an idea. What is that noise? Oh, a helicopter or something. We step outside. That noise. It's a helicopter. I'm outside now. What was I saying? Hello, girlie. Do you want to come out? No, you cannot come out. Oh, big eyes. You want to come out, don't you? No, no, no. No, 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 no. No, no, no. Good. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Gave me an idea that it will be fun to actually do a sound seeing tour, an actual sound seeing tour. Not just a lazy podcast, but an actual sound seeing tour of me and maybe even Bruce at the city market. And I've also been thinking about how to get a really good sound seeing tour. I know my microphone is stereo. It really has been pretty good. Really been pretty good, but I still think that it could probably be even better. Well, not probably. I know for sure that it's going to be better if I actually have a binaural microphone. And I've been researching, and I have come across this one that everybody likes by like Sound Professional or something like that. I'll probably put a link on there too, on my site. And I'll probably get that. It's not cheap, but it's not expensive either for that functionality. So it's actually not bad. I'm sitting down here having dinner. And if I have time today on today's show, I'll probably play a clip for you. Maybe now is a good time because I'm gonna eat. So now it's a good time for you to take a listen to this little segment that I recorded not a while back, like last week, I think. It's called Guess Where I Was, or Guess Where I Am. I guess I was, because I've recorded the show. So take a listen to this and see if you can find out where I am by just listening to the audio clip. And if you know what it is, send me an email at online@gmail.com or call my comment line and just, let me know if you can, guessed it. And to me, it sounded pretty obvious, but I'm going to be doing some of these every once in a while. So send in to my email via email or call my comment line. So take a listen to this. Okay, welcome back. So, if you know what the sound was, just email me at online@gmail.com, okay? Now, I've just finished eating the two pieces of chicken that taste like, ugh, like nothing. Just like stale meat and it's not good. But at least I'm not hungry now. Oh, there's another thing that kind of has been bugging me is my movable type. Is this clean? Looks clean. I'm looking and peeking into my dishwasher. My movable type, I'm unloading my dishwasher as we speak, so it might be a little noisy. My movable type has been, I've been getting a lot of comment spam from, having open comment. And I tried to use that empty blacklist thingy there, a plugin. That's supposed to take care of it. I don't know how to use that. I really There's a lot of stuff, all the movable type stuff. All the movable type stuff that you see on my webpage. It really was, you know, me building it out of experimenting. I really have no idea what I'm doing. I still don't. So sometimes, you know, you see stuff on there. Most of the stuff on there are just, you know, by accident I created it and said, oh, it's cool. So I left it there. So I kept improving the site. So I don't even remember how I started loading that whole empty folder, movable type folder onto my website and all that. I don't even remember all that steps. So I don't think I can recreate that. So you can just have to live with whatever I have up there. But the comment, I've been getting so much spam from the comment. You know, if I have it as an open comment entry, it will just within minutes. I swear to God, I've been closing it. Well, not closing it. I have this, what's that, keypad or whatever authorization that you have to do. I have no clue what it is. I think it's like some site that you have to go and register before you can register it. But there's no information about type key on my comment thingy. So what I end up having is people wanting to post comment on my site, and then they just end up saying that, no, you're not registered, blah blah blah, go register before you thing, but they didn't tell you where to go register. So I opened it up because people were saying that they wanted to leave comments on for me and couldn't do that. And so it was annoying. So I started opening it up again today. I opened it up like maybe around maybe 11:30 noon-ish, went out for lunch, came back at around, and then went, you know, ran some errand and came back at 3 o'clock. I already have like 15 spam comments. So I turned it back off again. So Li He from, you know, I think Life Journal, she wanted to leave me a comment, and she said that she couldn't do it, that's why I turned it on. Then I turned it back off because I just couldn't stand the amount of spam that I'm getting. So I've been looking around to see if I can find something that's good and easy to use that I understand that would actually block out the annoying spammers. So the one site that I found out has this thing, I don't even know what you call it. It's like, it will add a picture of, well, a small tiny picture to verify that you are human. Like, you actually see, I think, 4 or 6 digit number. I think I'm just going to set it as at 4. Maybe I should do it at 6. So that no machine would actually get through. So if I do it at 6, right, you will see the 6 digit numbers, and it will, you would have to punch the number in after you post it, right before you post your comment, and that would take care of those automatic spam thing that I really, really despise. So maybe, I don't know, I'm going to spend a little bit of time tonight to work on it before Bruce comes home, which is in about an hour. So if maybe I'll get that, I'll probably post this tomorrow. Oh, I said today's date, didn't I? So I have to post it tonight. No, I don't have to. I do whatever I want. I do what I want. And I'm getting ice. I need a Coke or something. A Pepsi. So I'm going out into the garage. Get a can of Pepsi. Diet Pepsi. So I'm going to try to fix that common problem. Well, hopefully I'll get that taken care of. Listen to this. Ooh, sorry. Was that loud?
Can you hear the fizz? My fridge is probably louder than the fizz. My microphone's crooked. Okay, listen to this.
That was my Patsy fizzling away.
Oh, Jesus.
Qigong. One of these days when I'm in the mood, I'll tell you a little bit about latta. It's a Malay word. And frankly, nowadays, Malays don't even know what latta is. I will tell you about it sometime when I'm in the mood. Right now, I'm not. Let's see. I'm gonna take a drink. So, I'll try to fix that comment thing. What was I gonna say? Bruce and I both like the Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. No, Dr. Scholl's not my sponsor. I would love to have it. And I'll tell you about the whole money issue about podcasting also. So, we both like Dr. Scholl's massaging gel, and I just happen to have this little thing in front of me. And we both bought an additional one in addition to the ones that we already have in our shoes. We bought new ones. Girl, do you want a drink? You want ice? Pretty ice? She likes ice in her bowl, a water bowl. So we like Dr. Scholl. And no, they're not they're not my sponsor. Goody come drinky. Dinky dinky. Dinky dinky is my kiddie language for drink. And I always repeat the word. Anything cute and cuddly has to be, like, double. Sayang kukulu. My cat, poor cats, are so confused because I would give them, like, 10,000 nicknames. And I don't think they even know what their real name is. Huh, girly, huh? I call her girly and I call him kukulu. I mean, not him, her. And Shadow, too, we had so many names for him. And do you guys collect the tip of the soda can? The little tap thingy? Do you guys collect that? We started to collect it because at work they have this little paper mache bowl that has that and it says like something McDonald's house would get like really something like 10 cents for every 100 taps or something. Something really small, but since it's oh, did I just trash that can? No, I didn't. We have recycled too here. Just started like about a year ago or less than a year ago. Oh, the whole lower shelf still not unloaded. You know, I always forget what I was going to say. So, a comment that I'm going to fix tonight. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you'll probably only get this tomorrow. I don't think I'm going to want to spend time finishing up this thing. So, I'll just change my tag in front and say, July what? July, what is today? It is April 9th. Today's April 9th, so it'll be April 10th. So, okay, I'm gonna do my online podcast. April 9th? Shit, that's not 9th, 10th. April, what? Oh, okay. Online podcast, April 10th, 2005. Okay, good. You probably heard the same clip in front. Gee, I'm boring. I have so many things to say earlier. Let's see. If I keep unloading, I'll remember the dishwasher. Can you tell that my... to your right ear? You hear the bowl on your right ear. And I really like that whole binaural recording. I've heard a little bit of a sample, and oh my gosh, it sounds so good. It really is like carrying you. Like right now, it really is doesn't matter because this is not really a sound seeing tour. It's just that I'm doing the show with a portable microphone that happens to be stereo. And so, but when I actually are doing, when I'm actually doing the show, soundscape, I would really like the binaural microphone to do the recording, because it really does a great job. It really gives you, I mean, you have to wear the microphone to really experience the whole three-dimensional space. You can actually hear people coming up from your behind and talk to you on your left and on your right. It's, or even if people walk around you and speak and walk around you, you can actually hear the sound as if you were the person. Right now, the stereo is as if you're watching a flat movie in front of you, and you can hear the left and right. But I don't think it paints that whole, you know, binaural. How do you say that? Binaural? Picture. Oi. Oi. See, oi. I just say oi. Madge Weinstein say oi. And Madge's mom plays mahjong. My mom plays mahjong. I play mahjong. I actually have a set of mahjong downstairs somewhere. Oh, Pookie. Sorry! Sorry! I'll tell you about latte some other days. I don't want to explain why I said that. It was a bad word in Chinese. And I have no control. Maybe I'll just tell you right now. Latte is... Since I have nothing to tell you. Latte is a Malay word. L-A-T-A-H. It is... oh, gosh. The closest English word that I can think of is probably hysteria, or it's like when somebody startled you, or if certain things and incidents startle you, like what happened was I picked up the dishwasher basket with all my forks and spoon, and it almost tipped over, so that scared me, and so I said a certain word. You don't always say, but it's typical that you say the word that you usually use. For me, I say a bad word. Oh, Madge Weinstein would love this, Madge. You would love this. Because when I get startled, okay, before I go into this, if you're listening to this, this is not safe for work because I'm gonna use adult language. You should be expecting this every once in a while, and I'll try to remind you if I remember. So be careful. Usually it's clean, but sometimes I do use adult language. So when something scares me, startle me, I would actually say, "Oh Pookie," that actually means "Oh pussy" or "Oh vagina," a la Madge Weinstein, it would be "Oh cunt," and I don't say that intentionally, you know, not like Madge. I know she uses it with meaning and with passion when she says the word cunt. And I don't. It's not in my vocabulary a lot, but, you know, now I say it every once in a while to be funny. So I actually say, oh, pookie, that means, oh, pussy, or oh, vagina. And it's very embarrassing when people understand you. So, like, when I'm here, I don't really care because nobody understands me. Out in public, you know, when I see something fell or tip over, I'll say, oh, pookie. And here, it doesn't matter because nobody understands what it means. But when I went back to Malaysia, oh gosh, so many times. It's actually one time in front of the kids, my sister's kids. I've been trying so good to not do it. And we went back to Besta. Besta is, sounds, Besta, I think it's probably from the word, feast. Like fiesta or something like that. It's an annual thing in Penang where people come into this like a ground, like a campground or something, like an expo center, and they people sell things, and there are, you know, freak shows, like they show all these weird animal, like, you know, frogs with five legs and that kind of stuff. So it was a little creepy. And then my sister's kids love that. And so they say, oh, let's go. And so we went, and they, you know, they took me into this room full of all these weird animals. And I was a little bit, you know, freaked out by it already. So I was like, you know, how'd you say that? On the edge. So that is like the worst time ever for me, because that's the easiest way to get me to lata. Lata means, you know, to blurt out that word. So I, it is very interesting. I find it's very interesting that, and you know, it only exists in the Malay culture. Some Peranakan, which is the Straits Chinese culture. The Straits Chinese are immigrants coming from China, and then living in Malaya at the time. And so it's very exciting that Chinese also picked up, and I'm partially Straits Chinese, meaning one of my grandmothers, my mom's side, my maternal grandmother is partially Straits Chinese. So she does that. She has that lata habit. It's like a habit. I think if you want to work on it to correct it, you can probably do that. I picked it up when I was kind of young, actually. You know, I would always tease my grandmother to make a lata. I'd go into her room and then, you know, speak softly and then go, Ama! You know, like call her, like, Ama! Like that. And then I'll startle her and then she'll say, oh, blah, 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 blah. And if you have not seen it, I'll try my best to find out where I can actually find an article about it, because I could hardly find anything at all. In fact, I found a book back when I was in Malaysia in my college called KDU. I went to the library and actually found a book about it. It was an entire book. It used to be known as the cultural bound syndrome. Because, you know, only among Malay people, mostly ladies, older ladies, and guys do have that too, especially gay guys, I think. But I've also heard that it's not a cultural bound syndrome anymore, because it's not really a syndrome, it's just like a habit. But, you know, regardless, this is what I say. So that's what lata is. So, you know, it's really good for you to know, because for instance, one of my earlier shows, well, one of the shows, the last few shows, I don't know which number, but I think I named it When Gay Friends Meet. That episode, that show itself has me lata in it, because I saw this guy pouring, cleaning up the table, and then he was holding up a bunch of glasses and cups, and with the other hand holding the pitcher, and then while he was trying to balance the cups, he like poured the pitcher and the water all splashed out. And when I see certain things like that, you know, out in the public, I say, oh, ma pukikara. So there's a various version of it. Sometimes I just say the word that I'm thinking. If I'm thinking orange in my head, and if I get startled, I'll just, you know, verbalize the word. Oh gosh, I'm spending like a long time talking about this. So, so that's that. That's latte. I think I gave you enough history. So, but you know, my bad habit is that I say the word, the bad word, and it's like you know, catching somebody saying, "Oh, cunt!" in the public here. It's a very close equivalent to that. Maybe Madge likes that. Hey, Madge, do you like me more now? Anyway. But yeah, that's, you know, Pookie, P-O-O-K-Y? Or K-I-E for, you know, the bear of Garfield's bear. So we would laugh at that when we were kids, you know, when we saw the comic strip that with Garfield and say Pookie, and we'd laugh at that. So that's that. Oh yeah. Before I forget, I think it's about time to end the show. Before I forget, I was just going to mention a little bit about sponsorship. My show is really targeting toward a very, very small group of people. I don't expect myself to get sponsorship, but at this point, I haven't even put up a donation link. Some people put the donation link on their website. I might actually do that in the future, but at this point, not yet. I am really doing this out of my own interest. I'm very interested in the process of making a show. I'm very interested in the whole interaction of a small group of people emailing me saying that they like the show and that show, or if they don't like this and don't like that and they want me to do certain things. I like the entire process. However, it does cost money, and I know that Wanda Wisdom from LuckyBitchRadio.com, if you haven't heard it, it's really funny. I love the show. And maybe we'll end the show with, instead of my typical theme song, we'll end the show with her song. It's really funny. Where was I? So yeah, it does cost money. For instance, I've been looking, I've already upgraded my hosting service so that I have more space to put my shows on longer. My show is about typically 15 to 25, maybe sometimes 15 to 20. I think averagely it's probably like 15 to 22 megabyte per file. And especially now that I'm doing my show more often, that's like, if I have 4 shows a week, I would have almost getting up to 1 gig. Right, is that right? 20, if we go by 20 gig, 20 meg, and if I have 4 shows, no, that's not right. 80 meg. So 80 meg is closer to 100 meg. 100 meg, so 1 week is 100 meg, let's say, and times 4, that's 400 meg. And so, you know, pretty much it's going to fill up. And, you know, I used to only have 500 meg of storage space on my hosting company. But currently, I've already bumped it up one level so that I can get more space to put my shows on, so I don't only put like, you know, 10, 15 shows and then archive the rest and you couldn't find it. I want you to be able to at least get a few months, if not a whole one full year. So I've been researching some, and I did find one site that I'm not going to link it for my show yet. I'm going to do a little bit of a research and actually talk to them in person before I actually go ahead and put that on my site. And they have a lot of bandwidth. That's another issue. But bandwidth currently is not quite an issue for me yet, because like I said, I don't have a big group of listeners. And so it's the storage space that could be a pain. And I found this site that's really good. I've already emailed that to Wonder Wisdom, and don't know if she's going to use that or not, but we'll see. Because today when I went to luckybitch.com, luckybitchradio.com, there's a bandwidth over usage something error on her show. Let me go there and see. It's still there. No, it's loading now. So she must have fixed it. So she must have like paid to get it fixed, right? Please stand by my bandwidth. Okay, this is her talking. April 9th, please stand by. My bandwidth was exceeded in the wee hours of the morning, temporarily shutting down your favorite Drag Queen podcast. As you can see, I'm up again. For the time being, fear not. I'm working on a less costly way to provide you with the most retarded podcast in the world. Thanks for the kind emails of support. Another podcast will be posted later today. As always, consider donating to this and all your favorite podcast. And she really has a point. I know that this is going to be an issue at some point, depending on how popular your show is and how often I do the show. And now with this portable thing, I really am enjoying myself and posting more and more. And she is so right. I mean, the most retarded lucky bitch one of wisdom is wise. That's why her last name is Wisdom, right? And I like how she is embracing the issue also. She's saying, consider donating to this and all your other favorite podcasts, because, and I'm not going to put up a donate link yet, so I know some of you personally would actually pay, donate, you know, $5 or $1 or something like that for me to maintain the show. I eventually will when I find myself actually, you know, spending a lot more than what I intended to do, because it's like a, you know, some hobby that you actually pay to do, and I actually pay to get the service. And like for instance, the headphone for my sound singing tour, which I really enjoy using, which I think I'm gonna enjoy using, is $70. That's not including shipping. And you know, when I find the extra buck, I will get it. But it sometimes does get a little costly. And you know that my mixer broke, right? And this decrepit mixer has this little buzz in the headphone, which bugs me. But in the meantime, I'm going to continue using it. And so, you know, it does add up. And at the point where I feel like I really need the help from my listeners, I will put a link up there. But before then, I don't want to do it, because I'm still okay at this point. I know that sometime in the future, I might need your help to actually be able to do what I really wanted to do. So that's my, those are my 2 cents about it. And so go ahead, and if you want to, you know, donate to, listen to Lucky Bitch Radio, and I might actually donate for her, because, you know, she is so good, and I really am experiencing the whole the bandwidth and the storage issue. Like I said, bandwidth is not so much for me, because my show is a really, really narrow interest show. Either people who know me or find the show related to like being a Malaysian and being gay or being a singer and all that kind of stuff. It's a very narrow group of target audience. So I don't expect to pick up even what is that, not subscription, what is that thing called that I just said, sponsorship. So that's kind of like a heavy note to end with, right? Because it was really serious. So I tell you what we'll do. I am going to play Lucky Bitch's very funny introduction that I heard from her. Let me see. It is her Lucky Bitch Radio number 23. It's called Pepperoni Nipples. And if you want to go there, it's dated April 7, 2005 on luckybitchradio.com. That is exactly like how it is spelled, LuckyBitchRadio.com. Of course, I'm going to post a link on my website as well. So check that show out. You know, it's very funny. And the first thing that you'll hear is this intro that I'm going to play for you. So before I play the thing, I'm going to say thank you again for downloading the show. And I would really hope eventually you will be actually downloading the show using a podcast client. I know a few of you actually wrote in to me and actually told me that you are using a podcast client, what you call podcatcher. And download the show automatically onto your iPod or other MP3 devices. So if you are doing that, thank you so much for subscribing. And if you're just downloading my show and listen to it on the radio, I mean on your computer, thank you very much as well. And I've seen a big jump of listeners from all over the United States, and in fact some in Canada even. So if you, oh gosh, the phone just rang. If you're listening to the show, give me a send me a note or something. Oh, okay, I'm gonna take this call. It's probably Bruce. Hello. Hi. Okay, I just ate two pieces of the cold chicken. It wasn't very good. But it's okay, I mean, it's okay, but, yeah, I'm doing, yeah, okay, I'll see you later. I'm doing a podcast right now, but bye, I love you, bye-bye. That was Bruce. He's coming home. So where was I saying? So thank you so much, thank you so much. And I know you probably get tired of me talking about the same thing, but I really, truly, honestly appreciate you listening and your support of the show. And if you're new to this, just send me an email. I always like to hear from you, especially if you're from like Canada or different places. I mean, Kansas City, so maybe if you're listening to the show from Tampa Bay, for instance, New Hampshire, email me. I would really enjoy listening to you, especially if you like the show. Even if you don't like the show, I'd love to hear from you too. So there you go. Thank you so much, and take a listen to Lucky Bitch Radio's introduction on her number show 23 on April 7, 2005. It's really funny. It really cracked me up. And instead of playing my own outro, I'll just end the show with this just to perk you up. Bye-bye!
Lucky bitch, lucky bitch, oh lucky, lucky bitch, lucky bitch, lucky bitch, oh lucky, lucky bitch, lucky bitch, lucky bitch, oh lucky, lucky bitch, radio. Lucky bitch, lucky bitch, radio. I don't, you're listening to Lucky Bitch Radio, and I don't know the words. Lucky bitch, lucky bitch, oh lucky, lucky. No, this is where I sing. And you're gonna listen every day to my podcast. And I... fuck. Lucky bitch, lucky bitch. Oh, lucky, lucky bitch. Lucky bitch, lucky bitch. Oh, lucky, lucky bitch. Lucky bitch, lucky bitch. Oh, lucky, lucky bitch. Radio. And when you listen to me, I don't know what you see, but I am a drag queen, and I got big fake titties for you. Lucky bitch, lucky bitch, oh lucky, lucky bitch, lucky bitch, lucky bitch, oh lucky, lucky bitch, lucky bitch, lucky bitch, oh lucky, lucky bitch, radio. Lick my twat now, everybody get around in a circle and join hands, and I love you. Lucky bitch and podcast. It's really cool. Lucky bitch, lucky bitch, oh lucky, lucky bitch, lucky bitch, lucky bitch, oh lucky, lucky bitch, lucky bitch, lucky bitch, oh lucky, lucky bitch, radio. That's my twat now. Lucky bitch, lucky bitch, oh lucky, lucky bitch, lucky bitch, lucky bitch, oh lucky, lucky bitch, lucky bitch, lucky bitch, oh lucky, lucky bitch, radio. Want to wisdom. Oh.
Am I recording? Yes.